The new report shows Wisconsin's population may start trending downward before too long. According to Forward Analytics, the number of births in the state dropped 12% from 2007 to 2018. It's at the lowest point in 46 years. At this pace, the group says there would be more deaths than births in the next 5 to 6 years. Other states are also experiencing declines in births, which our guest says may present some big economic problems down the road, but there are also some silver linings in the new report. Dale Knapp is director of research at Forward Analytics, a division of the Wisconsin Counties Association. The report, which came out today, is called The Birth Dearth: Falling Fertility Rates, Fewer Babies. Dale, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here this afternoon, Rob.
Well, spell it out for us a little more. What's happening when it comes to birth rates here in Wisconsin?
Well, as you mentioned, the 2018, the number of births here, just over 64,000, was the lowest since 1973. And birth and birth rates have been on the decline since 2007. And the recent decline was really unexpected, because rates were expected to turn up once the economy turned around after 2012. Births tend to fall in recessions and turn back up when the economy gets strong. And that hasn't happened. And so that's what's most alarming, is that the rates continue to fall with very few data points, you know, pointing that they're going to turn, you know, in the near future here, which is really troubling.
What are some of the stories behind that number? What are the demographics showing us that, these birth numbers are going down? Who is not having kids?
Sure. Well, we tend to blame millennials for this, that you know, we talk about millennials and they're not marrying as early and they're not having kids. And that there's some truth to that. The median age of women having their first child has gone from about 24 to 26 since 2007. So women are having their first child later, and so that has helped bring the number of births down. But the biggest factor, the factor that's had the most influence on this decline, is actually good news, in that the birth rate, the teen birth rate, has dropped precipitously since 2007. So 2007, women 15 to young girls, actually women 15 to 19, had about 32 babies per 1,000 women. That's down to under 14. So that, which is good news, because we know children born to teen mothers face a lot of disadvantages and tend to struggle, in many ways academically. They tend to be more likely in poverty. So the fact that teen birth rates are really at historic lows is good news for us.
Another part of the story, people talk about Wisconsin's aging population. We'll be talking about an aging workforce tomorrow on the show. Are we seeing people in their prime childbearing years staying here in Wisconsin?
Well, that's one of the challenges that we face, is and we documented some of this, not with women, but with the overall population, is that Wisconsin has not done very well over the past 7 or 8 years in terms of retaining and attracting millennials. And so if you look at the female population that was 15 to 19 in 2000, as they've now aged, they're in their early 30s, where birth rates are the highest. We lost about 8% of that population over those 15 years, and the millennials that are right behind them, that were 15 to 19 in 2005, the losses have been even greater. And so we need to do that. That's another factor that's driving this decline, and we need to do a better job of not just attracting the young women that age, but really attracting both males and females of the millennials, and then the Generation Z that's following them.
Talking to Dale Knapp from Forward Analytics Division, a division of the Wisconsin Counties Association, looking at their new report on birth rates and death rates here in Wisconsin. We are knocking on the door of a situation where deaths are exceeding births. This doesn't come up very much. Dale, what are the economic consequences of this? What has you worried here?
Well, this is going on nationally as well. And so, you know, one of the first things that we think about is the solvency of Social Security and of Medicare. The solvency of those programs are based on the number of recipients, you know, at the older end, and then the number of workers paying into that. If the workforce is shrinking, which it's looking to in Wisconsin, possibly over the next several years, that solvency issue becomes the issue, basically moves up in time. In Wisconsin, what it means is a somewhat permanent workforce shortage. We're looking at the possibility that firms that are trying to grow aren't going to be able to find the workers, and possibly moving to other states where the workforce is growing. So there's really some long-term consequences for the state in terms of the economy. And if there's fewer workers working, if businesses are moving away, that impacts tax revenue to the state, to counties, to municipalities, et cetera. And so there's fewer dollars to do the things that we need government to do.
Does this look different depending on where you are in the state, north, south, urban, rural, you name it?
It does. One of the things that when you dig into the numbers a little bit, surprisingly, birth rates in northern Wisconsin actually have been going up some. Their challenge is, while the birth rates are going up, the number of young women of prime birthing age has been declining significantly. So that's really a challenge there. And you see the declines in birth rates are a little bit higher in urban areas than they are in the rural areas in general.
Is there anything you're hoping to see from a policy perspective here?
Well, this is where it's challenging. There's a lot of people throw out various policies, and there's been a lot of policies that have been tried, in other countries, and the effectiveness of these policies are fairly mixed, and sometimes they're very costly. One of the policies that people propose is making sure that childcare is more affordable, we know it's very expensive. And what people miss is there's sort of two impacts of those kinds of policies. One, what we generally think of it by making childcare more affordable, it's easier to have that extra child to some degree. It's not quite as costly. So in that sense, it tends to be pronatal. On the other hand, there's another impact that's less discussed, in that when childcare becomes less expensive, there's a slightly greater attachment to the workforce for women, which actually has an antenatal impact to it. So there's effects on both sides that we have to think about. And so it's not clear that that you get a big boost, in fertility from that kind of a policy. Now, that kind of a policy might have other positive effects that you might want to pursue it. So there's been a lot of things tried. The challenge is nothing has proven definitively effective at turning birth rates around.
Ben in La Crosse left us a message. He says encouraging immigration into the state rather than more births is the best route. He's worried about overpopulation globally. So what about the immigration side of things?
Well, both nationally and in Wisconsin, when you look at the demographics, immigration has to be part of the solution. You know, in particular in Wisconsin, where it looks increasingly like our workforce is actually going to shrink over the next 10 or 15 years. So that has to be part of the answer. And depending on where those immigrants come from, some of them come from parts of the world that actually birth rates are higher than they are here. Some of them would be coming from Europe, where you get that population here, but birth rates are as low as they are, or sometimes lower than they are in the U.S. So it's got to be part of the solution. But we know right now that's a real hot topic in Washington and a very divisive topic.
Dale, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
That's Dale Knapp, Director of Research at Forward Analytics, a division of the Wisconsin Counties Association. We talked to him about Forward's new report that shows that the state could have more deaths than it does births in the next 5 to 6 years.